Multiple water projects in Rio Dell were discussed and debated after a presentation by Rebecca Crowe of GHD. The March 1st City Council meeting focused almost exclusively on the current and future water projects. The recent significant spike in local water rates has opened up more funding and the possibility of getting state grants for at least some of the work that is needed. The ongoing Metropolitan Wells project is moving ahead in an attempt to restore a secondary source of water for the city in the case of emergencies when water from the Eel River isn't available. The water from the city wells located at the brownfield cleanup site of the former Eel River sawmill will require on-site filtering before it enters into the water treatment plant, as it has high levels of minerals, elements, and contaminants. The ongoing project is expected to be put out to bid soon for the next stage. Additional water infrastructure improvements that were touted as part of the need for the steep rate hike were also discussed in the presentation. An extension to the infiltration gallery, or water intake, located in the Eel River, has been a primary issue for the city. The city recently settled claims with SHN Engineering on allegations surrounding the design of the infiltration gallery and its ability to draw water from the river during low flow. The city has received a state permit for dredging the riverbed at the infiltration gallery to help clear the area from debris to improve the water intake. During the presentation, Councilmember Jack Thompson suddenly brought up the idea of not improving the water intake anytime soon, since the city will have the secondary water source of the Metropolitan Wells available soon. The proposed change in direction of a long-planned project that had been described to residents as an urgent need during the rate hike discussions appeared to be unexpected by staff and the other council members. The council eventually decided to follow staff recommendations to continue moving forward with the current plans and grant applications, but left open the possibility that they could change direction down the road, as described by City Manager Kyle Knopp.
Our capital improvement plan and our water rate process that we've just recently went through to raise match dollars for these high priority items. It is staff's recommendation to include the infiltration gallery extension at this point. There will be options to pull the project at a future point in time. But we have certainly a lot of time invested in this particular project.
$45,000 of general fund dollars has been dedicated to the long-standing drainage problems at Bellevue and Ogle in order to complete an engineering study and work. The work that is anticipated to be needed will be extensive, and the city is looking into the possibility of a Proposition 1 grant for stormwater improvements. The city will need to decide whether to focus on a longer-term goal of possibly creating a retention settlement pond before the runoff is released to the river, or working on a more immediate short-term project, as described by Knopp.
The downside of this approach is it's this kind of a repetition of the other solutions in the past, which is to fix one small little segment at a time, sort of chinking in solutions to a much broader problem. So what GHD is proposing with this Prop 1 grant is a more comprehensive approach that staff recommends that we pursue for that neighborhood. But as a backup, I wanted to make sure that the council was aware that we were looking at some alternatives to solve this problem.
Other projects mentioned as part of the water infrastructure improvements included replacement of all pre-1950s water pipes, which still remain throughout the city, replacement of the Painter Street water tank, and replacement of a number of failing water meters. It was noted that the community garden in Rio Dell has been utilizing an unmetered water line since its inception. The city plans on looking at installing a water meter, as it is illegal for the other taxpayers to be charged higher rates to subsidize free water for others, according to Proposition 218. They will need to establish some type of system for the users of the community garden to contribute towards the water bill. There will be a special meeting of the Rio Dell Planning Commission on Tuesday, March 8th at 6:30 p.m. to discuss commercial medical marijuana cultivation ordinances. The regular Planning Commission meeting on March 22nd will be focused on commercial medical marijuana extraction. Video of the most recent Planning Commission meeting, as well as the March 1st City Council meeting, is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next City Council meeting will be held on Tuesday, March 15th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.